Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 5-0 victory against Hamilton today. Brilliant performance all round, really can't fault the team whatsoever, and with Celtic losing amazingly today against Livingston, these are the games that define your season, and this we've certainly capitalised on it 2 weekends in a row now. You know, these are not only season defining, they're title defining weekends. That's, you know, we're now 2 points ahead in the league over Celtic, and we've overturned that goal difference as well. We're now, you know, well above Celtic in the goal difference. But today was not about Celtic, today was about what we done on the park, and we were outstanding from minute one. There's really not a duff player on the park. Hamilton, I know we're only playing Hamilton, they're tipped for relegation this year, but they're not doing too badly so far. They set up quite defensively with, you know, more often than not, 11 men in their own half. Can't blame them, you know, they knew they could get turned over and they set up to what they thought was their strength, but once again, we've found a way to unlock these tight defences, and I wouldn't say they were quality defence, that's maybe been the difference in the last couple of games where we've unlocked tightly packed defences. The quality's maybe not been there. No disrespect to Hamilton, that's just obviously the way it is, but regardless of the quality, any team who plays defensively like that can be difficult to break down, but we were just top notch today. We played some really nice football. I wouldn't say there was a duff player on the park. Slightly quieter players, you know, obviously our defence never had much to do. The only potential disappointing player up front was kind of Arfield. I felt he's overthinking things, and that proved, I think, in a shot he had in the second half where he just tried to walk it in and take one too many touches, and that's a feature of his game now, and I think, as Dave and I have said, he just needs that goal to settle him down and maybe bring back the confidence. But maybe that's the only player that was a wee bit ineffective today, but I'm not going to criticise him much for that, because on the whole the team were brilliant. On the first half, we got an early goal with Defoe. It was a lovely through ball in the midfield by Stewart. Played to the right-hand side of the box for the on-running Defoe. Keeper runs out, and with one touch, Defoe dinks it over the keeper and in off the post and in. Outstanding goal. Greg Stewart today has to have a mention, because he was outstanding today as well. We got our second goal in the 33rd minute with Goldson getting a goal. He actually started the ball in the centre of midfield, strolls the ball to Tavernier on the right hand side, one touch, looks up, plays a superb cross into the centre of the box where Goldson ran past the defenders and heads it into the net. It was a difficult header to get as well. It was a great cross, absolutely, but it was still a difficult header to get given the ground he had to make up, but once again, linking up and Goldson getting the header there, brilliant. Just before half time, you know, and I think in the last game we had the handiest of handballs ever. Well, we certainly had the second handiest of handballs ever, with the cross came in from Tavernier on the right, the defender slid in, missed the ball completely, and his flailing arm manages to pass the ball back to the keeper. If that's not another penalty, I don't know what is. And you know, you've got the Orcs from the other side raging about penalties not given. Well, there we've had two in the last two Premiership games. Clear handballs not given. Need I say more? Anyway, we never let that affect us at all into half-time, and we just came out the blocks probably even more on fire than we did in the first half. We got our third goal, though, on the 60th minute with Barisic getting a goal. Another mention for Barisic, he was outstanding again today, so he's certainly come onto a game. We're finally getting the player we had seen against Osijek and who plays for Croatia. But anyway, he got the goal. It was a free kick from about 25 yards out, up and over the wall, right off the top of the bar and into the back. A Barisic special. We've finally maybe got somebody in the team who can, on the regular, take a great free kick, manage to get it up and over the wall and into the postage stamp. So, brilliant goal there. We went 4-0 up 2 minutes later, though, with Defoe scoring. Davis feeds the ball to Defoe outside the box on the right. Defoe shows great strength, spins round the player, keeps driving the ball into the box, hits a shot under the defender's leg. Not sure, it might have taken a wee nick off him, but it went into the far post corner and it made it 4-0. Brilliant. Defoe wasn't finished there, though, and we scored our fifth on the 70th minute and rounding off a great hat-trick for Defoe. Defoe was on the edge of the box and he laid the ball off to Stewart, who was in the box on the right. He hits a shot, blocked by the keeper, rebounds back out to Defoe, who blasts it high into the net. A complete poacher's goal. still a whole lot to do, and quite a difficult shot to take as well, but he knew exactly what he was doing, and outstanding from him again. Another couple of chances when Morelos came on, and strangely Ojo came off, who had a good game as well today, I felt. Morelos came on, and you know, the partner must have been frightening for the defenders for Hamilton there. Defoe and Morelos on the pitch at the same time. Morelos had a couple of half chances, nothing clear cut, I went wide of the post. But round of the game, 5-0, and what can I say, outstanding from the team. So we're into the international break now. We've got 2 weeks exactly to wait until the next game, which is Sunday the 20th of October, away against Hearts in the Premiership. That's a 12:15 kickoff, so a wee bit of time to kill. Obviously, we'll not be back with any pods until then. Dave's away in his holidays, and there's no games to cover, so I'm going to try and use this time to update the website, which is severely lacking. On that note, the website, if you want to go and check it out, and as well as all of our social media sites, is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and you can find all the links there. So I'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a good night and see you later. Bye.